This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتن الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي فالحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ثم ما بعد Once again everyone, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Together let's try and get to know Surah Al-Ankabut, Surah number 29 of the Quran. Yet again a late Meccan Surah. One of the things that illustrates that it's a very late part of the era of the Meccan struggle of the Prophet ﷺ, is that this surah begins with a story of Muslims being tortured and them being put to the test. It's narrated about Khabbab bin Arat, who's a famous companion of the Prophet, that the Quraysh grabbed him because he believed. They grabbed him, they took his shirt off, and they dropped him on top of burning coal and they stood on top of him until the skin on his back melted off. And then they left him to rot. And he, in that like horrible state, bleeding and burnt, came to the Prophet ﷺ, and he was completely disheveled, and he said, why is this happening to us? Why, if we are committed to the truth, we're the true believers, why isn't the help of Allah coming? That sort of language. And it's understandably, you know, so that a person that goes through such a horrible traumatic experience would speak like this. And so these ayat were revealed in the beginning of the surah, the first passage of the surah, Alif Lam Mim, have people assumed that they're going to be left alone just by saying that they believe and they're not going to be put to the trial. And literally yuftanun was used. Fatana in Arabic is used for melting gold. Melting gold. Like his bag was melted and yuftanun was used. You know, and this is actually Allah's way of saying, you're gold to me. It's Allah's way of actually highlighting the value of people like Khabbab bin Arad. And that's how gold is purified. You've been purified by this horrible experience. And Allah says, and it goes on, the ayat go on talking about how you have to hold on to your faith and how don't think that the criminals who've committed these crimes against you, an yasbiquna, you know, am hasib alladhina ya'maluna sayyi'at an yasbiquna sa'a ma yahkumun. Do people think that the ones that have committed these crimes and have committed these atrocities have gotten ahead of us? What a horrible decision they've made. You know, you think you're the victim, they're going to be the real victims for what they've done. You know, but you just keep placing your hopes in Allah. So the Muslims are being told to hold strong. This is the time when the Muslims aren't just being ridiculed for their faith, they're being tortured now for their faith. Things have escalated really badly in Makkah. So now what happens next? It's really cool. As soon as this passage on the patience of the Muslims is delivered, Allah then talks about two prophets. He talks about Nuh alayhi salam. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَى قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. We sent Nuh to his people. He remained among them for 1,000 years, save 50, so 950 years. The struggles of Nuh. Now you're being told, look, you've been going through struggles for a few years, but there are people came before you who've been struggling for centuries. So learn from them. And then he switches over, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he switches the subject to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاتَّقُوهُ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And also Abraham, when he said to his people, be fearful and mindful of Allah and worship Him, that is better for you if you actually know. What's the parallel between Nuh and Ibrahim? Allah is actually showing us how He rescues people. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam has been rescued from water, and Ibrahim alayhi salam has been rescued from fire. From the two extreme opposite elements. So Allah can rescue you from anything. He can rescue you from the most terrible of floods, and He can rescue you if you're drowning in the middle of a gigantic flame. He can do that. And so He's telling the Muslims, if He can make a way of escape for Nuh and Ibrahim, He'll make a way of escape for you. Interestingly enough, as the story continues, Allah talks about Lut. You know? And He says about Lut, interestingly, إِنِّي مُهَاجِرٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. I'm migrating to my master, He will guide me. Lut was also in an impossible situation, and he literally uses the words, I am migrating to my master. So now we've got three cases of people who escaped and migrated. Why is this important? Muslims are being tortured in Makkah, and now through the stories of the Quran, the idea is being implanted in their minds that it's time for migration. Like, instead of spelling it out and saying migrate, he's telling them to migrate through these stories. It's incredible. And then he starts talking about nations that have been destroyed before, but the people who believed were always saved. So don't worry. If these people are on the verge of destruction, the Quraysh are on the verge of destruction, that doesn't mean you're going to be destroyed. You need to find your escape. You need to get away. And so when Allah does all of this, one of my favorite part, this is again a Makki surah. And in Mecca, Muslims were primarily dealing with idol worshippers, the Quraysh, the mushrikun of Mecca. But by the end of the surah, he says, وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Don't argue, don't debate with the people of the book, the Jewish and Christian communities. Don't debate with them, except with that which is better. That means that which is better in terms of argument, present better arguments, also better ethics, better way of speaking. You know, if they respond to you, if they speak to you with harsh language, don't respond with harsh language. If they speak to you angrily, don't respond angrily. إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ. Why in a Meccan surah would Allah tell His Prophet and the Muslim community to deal with the people of the book kindly and to engage in conversation with them? The reason for that is they're about to leave Mecca and they're about to go to Medina. And when they go to Medina, they're going to be dealing with the people of the book. So it's so beautifully embedded, the instructions to the Prophet ﷺ, inside the narrative of the Quran. The people who were living this experience could hear the code. They could hear right through it. They could tell what's being told to them. And they were mentally prepared to now take this step. And this is why, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. Look at the remarkable conclusion of this message. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who struggle in our path, with no goal before them except us, we will guide them to our pathways. We'll figure out a way of guiding them. Because there wasn't one road to Medina. There were multiple roads. So it has this general spiritual meaning, but also in the context in which the surah was revealed, it had a very particular meaning. Those of you that have been struggling to hold on to your faith, I will give you multiple roadways to get away. لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah certainly is with those who excel, those who constantly recognize His presence. And by the way, ihsan, I'll conclude with this now. Ihsan is to recognize Allah's presence. And تَعْبُدَ اللَّهِ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ. That you worship Allah as though you can see Him. If you actually look at the migration story of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they're in the cave, Surah At-Tawbah will highlight this later on in the Quran, you know, much later that was revealed, that he's, you know, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعْنَا. You know, he told his companion, Abu Bakr, don't worry, yes, the scouts are right above us. If they so much as look down, we're dead. Don't worry, Allah is with us. And in this surah, Allah says, those who struggle in our path, we guide them to our pathways, and Allah is with those who recognize His presence constantly. And literally, that's what the Prophet did. He was guided to the pathway to take to Medina, and literally, he recognized Allah's presence in the worst of times, in the scariest and the most difficult of times. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us recognize His presence in the most difficult hours of our life. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.